This is the Citizens Council Forum, the American viewpoint with a Southern accent, presented by the Citizens Councils of America on behalf of affiliated state organizations throughout the South. The Citizens' Councils are dedicated to states' rights and racial integrity, to individual liberty, and to race relations based on common sense, not on the power politics of left-wing pressure groups. The Citizens' Councils are primarily a means of mobilizing public opinion. Informed people will not surrender their freedom. Now, from Washington, here is your host for Citizens' Council Forum, Dick Morphew.
Hello again, everyone. Welcome to another program in our Citizens Council Forum series. Today we are very fortunate in having with us two distinguished Southern leaders in the House of Representatives, the deans of their respective states' delegations in Congress. First is Judge Howard Smith from Broad Run, Virginia, the dean of the Virginia Congressional Delegation, chairman of the powerful House Rules Committee, a member of the District of Columbia Committee, and the Joint Committee to Investigate the Problems of D.C. Expansion. Judge Smith, we're indeed very happy to have you with us today, sir.
Thank you very much. I'm happy to be here.
Also, we have the distinguished dean of the Mississippi Congressional Delegation, Congressman William Calmer of Pascagoula. Mr. Calmer is the ranking Democrat on the House Rules Committee and chairman of the unofficial Southern Strategy Group in Congress. Mr. Calmer, happy to have you with us too, sir.
Thank you, Dick. I'm glad to be here with you.
It's always a pleasure to have you. I'd like to start the questioning, if I might, Judge Smith, by asking you, you are the author of a bill that passed the House during the last session and is once again up for action, a bill known as H.R. 3, which, as I understand it, is designed to somewhat curb the powers of the U.S. Supreme Court. Would you explain that bill for us?
Well, I'll be happy to do so. It is a very brief bill, and I would not describe it as an effort to curb the powers of the Supreme Court. Under the precedence of the Supreme Court, it has been frequently held, and rather consistently held by the Supreme Court, that whenever the federal Congress passes a law on any subject, that automatically repealed every state law in the same field. And it is the Supreme Court has done that upon the theory that that is what Congress intended to do. Now, all this bill seeks to do is to say to the Supreme Court that when we intend to repeal a state law, we'll tell you so. And in the absence of any expression on the part of Congress that a federal law is intended to supersede a state law, then they shall both operate in their respective fields, with the exception that the bill recognizes the supremacy of the federal courts, and if the state law is in conflict with the federal courts, then the federal courts will prevail.
Now, Judge Smith, the doctrine of preemption, which I believe this is called, has been used by the Supreme Court recently in cases involving subversion and national security, has it not, too?
Yes. In the famous Steve Nelson case, it was used there, in my judgment, in a very disastrous way. I happen to be the author of the so-called Smith Act, which made subversive activities a crime. Now, when Congress passed that law, it had no idea of infringing upon the rights of the states to protect their sovereignty. I think practically every state in the Union has laws against subversion. The Supreme Court in the Steve Nelson case wiped them out in one fell swoop, all of them, on this doctrine of preemption. Now, what I want the Supreme Court to understand And, of course, they will exercise their own judgment, as they've always done, even after the law is passed. But what we are seeking to have the Supreme Court understand is that we don't intend to abrogate any state law unless it is either directly in conflict with the federal law or unless Congress expresses that that is its intention to do away with the state laws. There are many dangerous fields where this doctrine can do great harm. As Steve Nelson case is one example. For instance, let's take the federal Pure Food and Drug Act. Well, under that, it has been held by the Supreme Court that a state is powerless under its state laws to inspect and police deleterious and harmful food products. Then in the field of narcotics, Congress has passed a narcotic act. Does that repeal all state laws on the subject of narcotics? Are we to be left powerless except for the intervention of federal courts? Same way with the federal anti-kidnapping law. Does that do away with your state laws with respect to kidnapping? And there are just a multitude of questions that will arise as Congress continues, as it has in the past, to assume more jurisdiction over local affairs. There are a myriad of situations where the states will be deprived of their inherent and reserved power to take care of and punish for the violation of local state laws, simply because the federal law passes a law on the subject. I think it should be said that this law, however, has no bearing upon the question of civil rights and integration or any other constitutional question. If it is a constitutional question, of course Congress can't make any change, can't tell the Supreme Court what to do. But this law here is merely a rule of construction telling the Supreme Court what is the intention of Congress when it passes a law, either that it intends to affect the state law or it doesn't intend to affect it.
The state chief justices, the chief justices of the various state Supreme Courts, issued a very strong statement on this subject of preemption and on other subjects, did they not?
Yes, very dignified and well-rounded and well-thought-out statement.
Mr. Calmer, you're one of the sponsors of H.R. 3, the bill that Judge Smith has written. What do you think are the chances of favorable action during this session?
Well, possibly Judge Smith is better qualified, Dick, to pass on that question than I am. I can only say that I'm very keenly interested in seeing that bill pass. I think there's a real need for it. And while it is not, as Judge Smith has pointed out, in any way involved with segregation or integration, it is a very needed curb upon this runaway modern Supreme Court of ours, in my judgment. It must always be borne in mind. And we hear a lot about the 14th and 15th Amendment. It should be borne in mind that there's some other amendments. For instance, there's the 10th Amendment to the Constitution, the part of the Bill of Rights, which says in so many words that all of the powers not delegated to the United States by the Constitution is reserved to the states or the people. Now, this modern court is just preempting the field in every direction. If this tendency is not curbed by appropriate congressional action, and Congress has, of course, the right and authority, and I think the duty to correct that, Then our state courts are going to become but empty shells. All of these decisions that have been referred to here by my distinguished chairman are but indications of the growing tendency in this country to concentrate all of the power of government under the dome of the Capitol here in Washington at the expense of the states and the people. So this is a bill that really should be enacted, and I think it's really the only bill that we've got much chance of enacting that would curb this runaway court. And may I point out in that connection also that this House passed that bill by an overwhelming majority. What was it, Judge Smith? About 3-1? 2-1?
Close to 2-1.
Close to 2-1. It went over into the other body, over in the Senate, where it was killed by one vote. Now, it's Judge Smith's idea, I know, because we've discussed it, to try to reenact this bill at an early stage of this session and get back over to the other body. And the people who are interested in preserving their liberties, the great heritage that they have, should then contact their representatives in the other body and see that that bill's passed over there.
Gentlemen, I'd like to thank both of you very, very much for being with us today. Our time has gone by all too quickly. For the past few moments, we've been talking with Congressman Howard Smith of Broad Run, Virginia, the Dean of the Virginia Congressional Delegation and Chairman of the powerful House Rules Committee, and Congressman William Calmer of Pascagoula, Mississippi, Dean of the Mississippi Congressional Delegation, and the ranking Democratic member of the House Rules Committee. We'll be back again next week at the same time with another program in the Citizens Council Forum series. Till then, Dick Morphew saying thanks a lot for being with us. So long, everybody.
This forum has been presented by the Citizens Councils of America. We Americans are threatened with the loss of many of our hard-won freedoms. The historic right of each sovereign state to govern itself without interference from political courts. The right of the individual to choose his own associates without the prodding of federal bayonets. And the right of each citizen to make up his own mind in the American way, free from alien propaganda. Each of us has a job to do. Your support is needed. For information, write Citizens Council, Jackson, Mississippi. We will be happy to send you, without obligation, copies of our literature showing how you can help. Just write Citizens Council, Jackson, Mississippi. The South is organizing. Join with those who stand publicly, fearlessly, and determined that these freedoms will be maintained.